When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Probably the same thing that Jim Nance is listening to right now, Sean.
As he's taking his walk around Amen Corner, really taking in the world.
Great, yeah. Charles. Great one. Great lead this morning. Leads brought to you by Subaru of New England. Love Spring event is here at Subaru of New England. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru and find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. We have Bruins tickets to give away for tonight, and we'll give them away in 10 minutes. So stand by for that as the Bruins are wheelchaired into the end of the season. Shime, good morning and hello.
Morning, Greg.
By the way, I'm being called the thing that Courtney hates most, a golf hardo. Payne Stewart dramatically won the U.S. Open, never won, unfortunately, in his career, a Masters. So tough. I stand corrected on that memory this morning. Your lead today?
Yeah, good morning. I have a new favorite Red Sox player. No, it's not because I've been just enthralled by the documentary like Courtney, and I'm now in love with Tristan Cassis. Nope, and instead, it's a guy this show is very familiar with, and I'm actually kind of mad at you guys for this, for not informing me about this, but Lucas Giolito,
yes,
pitcher for the Boston Red Sox, has a tattoo of Cubone, who is a Pokemon.
I actually did notice this when we were at spring
and
training.
And nobody freaking told me, and I'm mad, but luckily for me, the Play Tessie guys sat down with Lucas Giolito, asked him about the tattoo, and for all of you who think Pokemon fans are just fat guys who live in their mom's basement, I would listen to Lucas Giolito.
So Cubone's definitely my favorite Pokemon. I was a massive Pokemon fan growing up. It was like my favorite show, the anime, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old. All I wanted to do was watch the VHS tapes on repeat. And then I got into playing the games, and I put a lot of hours into a bunch of the different generations of the games, but the only shiny I ever caught was a Cubone. So I thought I would commemorate that with a tattoo on my left arm. It's funny when I like watch like a YouTube video about Pokemon now, and I see like how much strategy is involved, especially in competitive play. I'm like, wow, I never played like that at all. Yeah. It's like anytime I caught a Pokemon and it had like a status effect move, I was like, this is garbage. Let me like throw an HM on there or something like that. So
yeah. This is so in the weeds. People are gonna love this.
They're gonna have no idea what the hell we're talking about.
Shime does.
Oh,
I am all in. I would like to suggest content ideas for the Red Sox if they want them. I would be happy to, like, me and Giolito play Pokemon together, or like we go to a Pokemon card show and we'll walk around because he has way more money to spend than I do.
I can probably get him on the show to do Dueling Savants if you want.
Absolutely. I would love to. I love that Cubone was his first shiny he ever caught, the only shiny he ever caught. That's awesome. This guy is maybe my new favorite athlete, period.
Think he's big into collecting them too, like, because, you know, he's got that type of money. Is he think he's looking for
definitely
the expensive Charizard ones?
It's always good to have a hobby.
Wow, he was deep in the weed. Shine was HM and everything.
Deep, he knows.
He's deep into the Pokemon nerd. I love it.
All right.
Well, he got a start last night in Worcester, so he's making his way back. I guess. Right. Hillman Jinx be damned. All right, Shine, great lead. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. So Tyreek Hill back in the news. I don't know if you guys saw the story yesterday, but he and his wife are working on a divorce, I guess. That's reporting yesterday. They had been in couples therapy, and his mother-in-law was living in their home. She called 911 when Tyreek Hill was told by his wife that he was not an engaged father. He grabbed the baby from her chest, threw a laptop on the ground. Police came. They saw bruising on his wife's chest. His wife said that that may have just been because of him grabbing their child. He brought the child to the deck of the home. The mother-in-law was terrified and called police. And I'm going through Tyreek Hill's life here, and there are so many where we can always say he said, she said. Almost every one of these allegations ends in a settlement where he pays the person accusing him of poor behavior. I didn't even know about, you know, this dock event in Miami?
Yeah.
Where he was fishing for tarpon, and one of his buddies went on a boat that was somebody else's boat and didn't pay to get on it. I guess it was like a party boat or something. And he assaulted the guy who was the captain of the boat, and then he ended up paying him, you know, to go back to college.
He paid for his buddy.
Paid him off in the end in a settlement so there would be no charges filed. I mean, we go back to the one that is the worst of them all, where he's recorded by a woman talking about his child should be terrified of him, a three-year-old. Like, I don't know. Like, this guy is just, I know we talk about him coming here and all this.
Yeah.
But just, this is not a one-off. There are several instances where you're grabbing just completely and totally helpless children, innocent children, and potentially breaking one's arm, grabbing one and bring it to the patio. This guy is a bad dude.
It's disgusting.
And I just think there are certain things where, you know, talent's great, but the Chiefs certainly didn't miss him. They won a couple titles after he left, and just a bad, bad.
She finally leaving him. She's on Wags to Riches.
Yep.
He's got like 11 kids.
Yeah.
And why would you even be with a dude like who had a kid? You're pregnant, and there's another girl that's pregnant at the same time.
What's
with him.
What's that, like, relevance to Tyreek Hill?
No, I'm just saying, like, knowing the person, like you say, you know a person's behavior. Why would you even mess with him? Like, if it was my daughter, I would be like, what are you doing? And but a lot of times...
Easier said than done, though.
Yeah, but a lot of times these people don't have good, like, male guidance, especially women in their lives, to say, like, all right, this dude's a bad dude, and
do you think the guy ought to be out of the league for a while?
I guess if the league suspends him, yeah.
Well, no, I'm asking. Do you think that if you were making those decisions for the NFL,
if I was making the decisions,
would you say enough is enough? Because I would.
I'd
say you don't get the privilege anymore of representing our brand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't get the privilege of making millions of dollars,
right,
if you can't treat your children like the precious commodity that they are.
No, I agree with you.
It's disgusting.
And the issue will be that no charges were filed.
Bingo.
And
that's
so the NFL
the
will be like, oh, no charges, which they need to be better than that, I think.
All right, Curtis, thank you. We will get to the rest of today's leads next. And I have a pair of Bruins tickets to give away for tonight. So get the dialing finger ready.